Welcome to the year 2013.
欢迎来到2013年。
I have indicated the title of the message is Being the Church in the year 2013.
我今天在周报上面我已经提示我们今天的主题就是说在2013年我们是教会。在2013年的教会。
I would like you to turn in your Bibles, please, to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John.
我请大家翻到圣经里头的约翰福音第十五章。
This is a very familiar passage of Scripture.
这段经文我们大家都很熟悉。
John 15.
约翰十五章。
We'll begin reading with the 5th verse and read through the 16th verse.
从第五节念到第十六节。
I will read it through first in the English, and then Corinne will read it for you in the Mandarin.
英文先读，中文后读。
Listen to the word of God. Jesus is speaking, and he says, I am the vine, you are the branches.If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this,so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command.I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know what the master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have learned from the Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you so that you may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.This is my command. Love one another.
请听上帝的话。耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵守我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。我仍称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Bow with me for just a word of prayer, please.
让我们一同低头祷告。
We invite the Holy Spirit to convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come.
我们邀请圣灵在我们当中洁净我们使我们来面对我们的罪。
We invite the Holy Spirit to come and lead us into all truth.
我们邀请圣灵来引导我们进入上帝完全的真理。
The truth that sets us free.
这样的真理可以叫我们得以自由。
Makes it possible for us to worship in spirit and in truth.
因此我们才得以在真理跟圣灵里头真的是来敬拜主。
Minister to us, O God, through the work of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
主啊，在你的圣灵里头向我们显现，我们奉主的名求。Amen.
Now, the title of the message is "Being the Church in the Year 2013."
我们今天正道的主题是在2013年里头的，我们是一个我们作为的教会。
Now, I want you to notice the word that I use here.
我要你们仔细听我所用的词。
Being the church.
所为一个教会。
If I were to ask you what does it mean to be the church, I'd have an idea of how you might answer.
当我问你这个问题的时候，我心里头知道你会怎么回答我，说教会所是教会是什么。
You would say, well, the church gathers together on Sunday morning and worships.
你会讲说那就是大家星期天在主日这边一同来敬拜主。
And the church does different mission opportunities.
那教会也做不同的宣教工作。
And the church prays. We pray.
教会敬拜祷告赞美主。
Now, all of these things are certainly true.
提的这些事情都是对的。
But they haven't answered a very important question.
但是这些并没有回答一个很重要的问题。
What does it mean to be the church?
所谓一个教会是什么意思?
You see, all the things I have mentioned had to do with what the church does.
我刚刚提到这些答案，都是跟我们讲说教会做了什么。
I'm asking you, what does it mean to be?The church.
但是我的问题是说教会所为是什么怎么作为教会是什么
I was speaking at a large youth conference several years ago.
在几年前我曾经在一个青少年的聚会当中讲到
And I said to the young people that were gathered, what does it mean to be a Christian?
我问当中的年轻人说作为一个基督徒应该是什么
They began to answer very quickly.
他们很快就举手回答。
Hands were going up everywhere.
到处都有手举起来。
Well, to be a Christian, we pray.
成为一个基督徒就是祷告。
So I wrote that up on the board.
所以我在那个板上我就写下来祷告。
And we read the Bible.
然后有人说我们念圣经，读圣经。
I wrote that on the board.
我把它写下来，读圣经。
They said we go to church.
他们说我们到上教会。
I wrote that on the board.
我也把它写下来上教会。
They gave me a list of about 15 things.
他们给了我大概15样的事情。
I said there are two problems with your list.
我说这边有这个你列的这个单子上面有两个问题。
The first problem lies in the fact that everything on this list is done.By many religions in the world beside Christians.
第一件事情是上面所写的东西，其实这些事情不光是基督徒在做，所有世上的宗教的人都在做。
I asked, what does it mean to be a Christian?
我再一次问说，到底身为一个基督徒是什么
？You said pray.
你说祷告。
Are Christians the only people that pray?
基督徒是唯一祷告的。
Don't all religions in the world have some form of prayer?
不是世上所有宗教都有不同形式的祷告吗
？So I began one at a time, crossing off everything that could be found in another religion of the world.
所以我开始一样一样，如果是其他宗教也在做事情，我一样把它删掉。
And when I came to the end, Everything on the board had been crossed off.
这后面 15样全部被删掉了。
Are you paying attention?
有仔细在听吗？
I said there's a second problem with this list.
我说还有第二个问题。
Everything here is what we do. I asked you, what does it mean to be a Christian?
这15样东西当中都是我们所做的事情，是所为，而不是我们所是什么。
It's possible to do all the things on this list and not be a Christian.
你有可能是15样事情都在做，但是你不是一个基督徒。
You see, who you are this morning is more important to God than what you do.
你看今晨在这边，你是什么，比起你做了什么，对上帝来讲重要太多了。
I am not saying it is not important what you do.
我并不是说你做什么不重要。Don't
misunderstand me.
不要误会我。
What we do is important.
我们做什么是非常重要。
But the primary concern of God is who you are.
但是上帝最首要的关心是你是谁。
Who are you inside?
你内里你是谁。
You see, Jesus teaches us that as a Christian, we are to be in Christ.
耶稣教导我们，我们身为一个基督徒，我们必须要在耶稣在主里，在基督里。
You can do the whole list of good things and still not be in Christ.
你可以做这么多样这么美好的事情，但是你并不在基督里。
Well, what happens if you do all these good things and you're not in Christ?
那会发生什么事情？如果你这15样事情都做，但是你并不在基督里做的，会发生什么事呢？
Well, these things on the list are good.
这些事情是美好的。
Pray.
祷告,
read the Bible.
读经,
come to worship.
到敬拜主,
serve others.
服侍他人,
that's all good.
都是非常美好的事,
but it does not save you.
但是这些事情并没有拯救你。
And if you do what a Christian should do, but you are not a Christian, you will soon become weary or tired of doing what is good.
如果你不是个基督徒，但是你在做这些所有基督徒在做的事情的时候，你很快就会很疲惫，就会被很压抑厌倦。
I've been in many churches where there have been people who were very active in the church.
我在很多教会看到很多教会里面非常活跃的人。
But just for a short period of time.
但常常我看到这是在很短暂的时间里头。
And then they weren't there anymore.
然后我再也没有看到他们在教会了。
And someone asked, what happened to that brother or that sister that used to be so active?
那有人问说，这个曾经很活跃这个姐妹跟弟兄发生什么事？他们到哪去了？
They got tired and gave up.
有人说他们真的是很疲乏，因此他们放弃了。
You know why that happens?
你知道。 这样子会发生的。
If they are not in Christ, all of their good work comes from their own energy.
如果他们不是在基督里，他们这些服事的能力都是从他们自己的能
And you soon run out of that energy.
那你很快你的能力就会消耗殆尽。
But if you are in Christ,
但是如果你在基督里,
then we do what we do because we love Him.
那我们做什么是因为我们爱我们的天父做。
And we do what we do on this list by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们靠着圣灵的力量，我们做这上面这些美好的事情。
Do you understand that being comes before doing?
你们看到吗？所事比所为重要，还要重要。
I'm sorry. To be in Christ and have Christ in you is basic to being a Christian.
你在基督里以及基督在你里头是成为基督徒一个非常重要的基础。In
in 2 Corinthians 5:17
在哥林多后书第5章第17节
The verse says this.
经上这么说,
Therefore, if anyone is, what's the word? In Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come.
经上这么说, 若有人在什么里头, 若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人, 旧事已过,
You see, God wants to perform an operation of divine grace upon your heart. That's what the word creation means.
这个是新造的意思。
He comes to you where you are.
他到你，你在哪？ 他到你那边去。
And by His grace and love, He operates upon you and gives you a new heart.
按着他的恩典跟爱,
That's what it means when it says the old passes away and the new has come.
这就是经上所说的旧事已过,
we look at another verse.
Romans 8:1.
罗马书第八章第一节, you see it up here.
可以在PowerPoint上看得到。
I want you to say the verse out loud with me in both languages. At the same time.
一同念,
together.
一起发声,
Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You see, God has come and created a new heart in us.
你看上帝来,
and with that new heart, we have been forgiven of all our past sins.
按着这个信心,
we are now in Christ. Christ is in us. And we are no longer in condemnation. One of the verses that has impacted my life is Paul's letter to the church of Philippi.
这个是保罗写给菲利比教会的。
He spent several verses bragging about how religious he has been.
他花了很多的经文来这边夸张说他是非常敬虔的一个人。
He said, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
他说我是罪人中的罪人。
You know what a Pharisee was?
你知道法利赛人的意思?
A very, very religious leader.
是一个非常非常外在很敬虔行为的一些宗教人士。
Oh, he says, I kept the law with great zeal or energy.
他说我对遵守律法有极大的热情。
But then Paul met Jesus.
然后保罗遇到耶稣。
And Jesus showed him something so much greater.
耶稣显现给保罗看到这世上最伟大的事。
And Paul looks back upon all of his good works and religious efforts.
也是保罗回顾他过去所做那些好像很非常外显的非常的敬虔的行为。
And this is what he writes.
这个是他这样子写的。
What is more, I consider everything but loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
不但如此, 我也将万事当作有损的, 因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
For whose sake I have lost everything.
我为他已经去除万事。
What does he mean by losing everything?
他说他丢弃万事是什么意思?
He says, all of the things that were important to me as a religious person, I have laid aside.
他说所有对一个宗教人士重要的事情,我通通把它丢弃了。
And he says, I consider these things but garbage.
他说我看这些事作为粪土。
Now that word in the original language is not a real good word for us to use this morning.
这个字的原文,我们经常在这边很不适合用,这很不好的字眼。
So I'll stay with the word garbage.
所以我就用粪土来代替。
But the literal translation has to do with cows and, well, I won't go with that.
但是原文跟那个牛的粪便这边有关，那我就不多说了。
But he says, I consider them but garbage for what reason?
但是我把它看作粪土，为了什么呢？
It's not that doing good is not good.
并不是说做好不好。
He just wants more than that.
因为他要多大。大过于做好事的东西。
He says, I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found
in Him.
What's the next two words?
我把它看为粪土，为要叫得到基督，并且以能够在他里面。
He says, I want to be found in Him.
我要在他里头找到我。
No longer having my own righteousness.
不是有自己有得来因律法得来的公义。
But now I have the righteousness that God gives through faith in Jesus Christ.
而我是能够有因信耶稣基督从耶稣基督而来得来的义。
Okay, are you with me?
所以你们是不是
To be in Christ.
能够在基督里。
To have a new heart.
有一个新的心。
No longer condemned.
不再被定罪。
I'm forgiven.
我是罪被赦免被原谅。
And now I have the righteousness of Christ covering me.
我有耶稣基督的义在遮掩我。
And God sees me as his righteous child.
上帝看我为他有义的孩子。
You remember Paul prayed in the 51st Psalm in the 10th verse.
你们记不记得保罗在诗篇第五十章里面提的。
He says, create in me a clean heart, O God.
他说神啊为我创造一个清洁的心。
To be the church means to be the community that is in Christ.
所谓是一个教会是说在耶稣基督里面成为一个团体。
It's not programs, it's the power of the Holy Spirit.
并不是我们推行的什么样节目而是我们在主耶稣基督圣灵的能力里头。
It isn't just doing things, it's allowing God to perform His work of grace upon us.
并不是我们在做什么是我们愿意让上帝在我们身上行他恩典的事。
Are you ready to be the church in the year 2013?
你是不是能够在2013年成为教会?
Then it means we are to be in Christ.
意思说我们要在基督里。
Now there's another verse I just want to leave with you quickly, which to me is beautiful.
下面有另外一个圣经节我们可以大家来读一面一起读是很美的经文。
It comes from probably my favorite passage of scripture in the New Testament.
这是可能是在我新约里头我蛮最喜欢诗词中的一个经文。
The book of Colossians.
哥罗西书。
And in this, he says, to them God has chosen to make known. Who's them? You and me. God has chosen to make known to you and me.
这边提到说神愿意叫他们知道这个他们是谁呢？他们就是你跟我，你跟我。
The glorious riches of this mystery.
这个非常奥秘，非常伟大的一个奥秘。
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
是耶稣在你里头有荣耀的盼望。
He creates a new heart.
他在你里头创造一个新心。
You pass from death to life.
你从死亡进入到永生。
Your sins of the past are forgiven.
你过往的罪被赦免。
You are now in Christ and receive His righteousness.
你现在在基督里领取他的义。
And Christ comes to dwell in you.
然后主耶稣来住在你里头。
Are we prepared to be the Church of Jesus Christ?
我们是不是预备好了成为基督的教会？
Well,There's another factor to see here in this 15th chapter.
还有另外一个真理在15章这边要提到。
He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me,
这边提到说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的。
And I remain in you,
我也藏在它里面。
You will bear much fruit.
你们这人就会多结果子。
And then he says, whatever you wish, it will be done for you.
这边继续提到说，你们所祈求的必得着。
You see, a church community that is in Christ is a church community that is in prayer.
你说在基督里头一个教会，这是一个社，是一个这样的社区，一个团体，这样的团体是在祷告当中的团体。
And we are in prayer because we are confident that Jesus Christ will answer our prayers.
我们会在祷告当中，是我们对上帝有信心，知道他会回答我们，回应我们的祷告。
Now I've talked about this here before.
我曾经提过，以前提过这样的。
And so I just want to remind you of this truth.
所以我再一次要提醒你这样的一个真理。
That when Jesus says, I will answer and you will have, he is talking about those who are in Christ.
耶稣提到说，你们祈求就必得着。他提到，其实这些你们这些人是在基督里的人。
And therefore, their desire is to do the will of God.
因此，这些人他们最想做是说，在基督按着基督的旨意去做。
I was a little boy at one time.
我曾经是一个小男孩。
It seems so long ago.
好久以前的事。
Because it is.
因为它的确是很久以前。
And I was going to a church where they had a responsive reading every Sunday morning.
那我去的那个教会，他们当中会有会这种回应，就是彼此读经回应。
At the time, I was religious.
在那个时候，我是蛮敬虔行为的人。
I had been baptized.
我受洗了。
I received communion.
我也领圣餐。
I went to Sunday school every week.
我每个星期都去主日学。
And I carried my Bible with me.
然后我带着我的圣经，不论我到哪里去。
That's pretty religious, isn't it?
这个是相当的敬虔的行为。
But I wasn't in Christ.
但是我并不在基督里。
I didn't understand what it meant to have a new heart and forgiveness and the righteousness of God.
我并不了解在主里头会有个新心，会罪得赦免，会有得到义，是什么意思？
So we were reading this responsive reading in worship on Sunday.
所以我们在敬拜当中，我们有回应读经文。
The pastor read a verse, then we read a verse.
牧师读一些经节，我们回应一些经节。
I wasn't paying much attention.
我并没有真的很专心。
Some of you young people here know what I'm talking about.
你们当中有些人也是不是很知道我说不专心的意思。
It's hard to keep listening sometime when you feel like squirming.
也只要专心听很难，你想身体要动来动去的。
I've always been that way.
我常常就是那个样子。
But our verse as a congregation was the verse, if you ask anything in my name, I will give it to you.
在会众回应的经文就是说，你们祈求，不论你们祈求什么，我会应允你们。
I looked at that verse and I began to get visions of all the things God is going to give me.
当我听到那样经文的时候，我开始去头脑开始去想象，我说我可以得到从上帝们得到的好东西。
All I have to do is ask and I'll get it.
我只要做就是我去求，我就会拿到。
I've learned some very difficult truths along the way.
那在这个经验当中，我得到一些宝贵的教训。
I have a car.
我有一辆车。
I've been driving it for 12 years.
我已经开了12年。
It has almost 260,000 miles on it.
已经快了26万迈。
And I said, Lord, I need a new car.
我说上帝啊，我需要一辆车。
When I got up this morning, I looked out in the driveway.
早上我起床的时候，我到我的 车库前面看一看。
There was no Cadillac.
并没有凯迪拉克。
There was no Mercedes.
没有Mercedes.
No BMW.
没有 BMW.
It was the same old Ford.
这是一样是那样旧旧的福特的车。
12 years old.
十二年旧。
260,000 miles.
26万里。
I thought you were going to give me whatever I asked for.
说你自己说你要给我一辆新车的。说等一下。
There's a qualification to that promise.
这个这样的应允是有条件的。
If you ask in my name.
如果你是在我名里的面祈求。
That is if you ask to his glory.
意思是说你是为了上帝的荣耀所求。
He says, I'm not here to be your sugar daddy in the sky.
我上帝说我并不是在天上成为你凡事怎么样都有的一个 甜爸爸。
Who just gives you whatever you want.
是给你要什么他说我就给你什么。
There's a powerful verse of scripture in 1 John.
在约翰一书有一个非常有力的经文。
I memorized this verse a number of years ago.
我把这个经文背在几年前我就背下来了。
It has helped me in my prayer life.
在我的祷告生命当中它对我帮助很大。
Because it is a balanced promise.
因为它在祈求跟应允的当中有很好的平衡。
It begins by saying, this is the confidence that we have in him.
这个开始讲说这是我们向他所存有的无惧的心。
When you come to God this Saturday morning at 7 o'clock in the prayer meeting, come with confidence.
这个星期六星期六早上七点的祷告会你们要带着坦然无惧的心来到上帝面前求。
The book of Hebrews talks about coming boldly into the presence of Christ.
希伯来书提到说在上帝面前要无惧坦然的来到面前。
But after that, he says, if we ask anything, what's the next phrase?
他这边提到说我们是求按着什么求呢他说我们若照着他的旨意求。
As a community of believers, do you want to please God?
我们一个信耶稣基督的一个社区，我们是不是要相信上帝？
Do you want the glory of the Lord to come upon this place?
你要主的荣耀临到我们吗？
Do you want to see the Holy Spirit moving and changing lives?
你要看到圣灵在我们当中自由的运行，改变我们的生命吗？
Healing,
医治
deliverance.
得自由
restoring broken relationships
破碎的关系重建
enlarging our vision
让我们的
these things are his will for us
我们的意向能够被扩张这个是我们要求的
to be his church
是成为耶稣的基督的教会
and you can come confidently in prayer
因此你可以在祷告当中很坦然无惧的求。
Because if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
我们如果照着他旨意求什么，他就听我们。
And He emphasizes, whatever we ask, He hears us.
他这边强调哦，他说我们如果照他旨意求什么，不管求什么。
And then the last line says, follow up here, look.
那最后一个经文，那后面那个经文怎么讲的？你们看。
And then we will hope that just maybe we will have what we have asked of him.
所以我们就会有希望，我们就
有
希望，我们要求什么吗？是这样子吗
？Does it say that we hope maybe?
这边提到说我们就有可能有希望得到吗？是这样讲的吗
？What does it say?
他怎么说的
？We know.
他这边说我于是我们知道。
A praying church, my friends, is a church in Christ.
一个祷告的教会是在耶稣基督里的教会。
believing him to show himself in our midst.
相信他会在我们当中显现他自己。
I had wanted to spend some time, and I'm going to move along, but would you look at that 15th chapter of John that you have in front of you there?
我们是不是可以我想再花一点时间，我们回来看看约翰福音十五章。
In that 15th chapter of John, in verse 8, he says, This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
这边提到，第八节提到说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
You see, a church that is in Christ is a church that is a praying church and a church that's bearing fruit.
你看，一个在基督的教会它是一个祷告的教会，也是会有一个结果子的教会。
Now, I think most of you folks know that my wife, Colleen, and I live in Delaware.
我想你们大多人知道，我跟我太太住在德拉瓦州。
Some of you may not know the geography here, but that's the state just south of Pennsylvania, where we are.
有些人可能不太懂的地理位置，但是它就是在宾州的南方。
I learned something very interesting a few weeks ago.
我在几周前有一件蛮有趣的事情我学了。
The state of Delaware has declared that it has an official dessert.
德拉瓦州已经公布了他们有一个属于州的正式的点心。
They have declared that the peach pie is the official dessert of the state of Delaware.
桃子派是正式成为德拉瓦州正式的甜点。
Best peach pies you can find anywhere.
最棒的桃子派可以在德拉瓦州找到。
Because Delaware has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of peach trees.
因为德拉瓦州有数以千万亩的桃子树。
And every year in our community there's a peach festival.
每一年我们在我的社区我们都有桃子节庆。
And we get bushel baskets of peaches.
我们有好几箱的那个桃子。
And we go and they have peach pie for everybody.
我们有桃子派给每一个人。
And they have fresh peach juice for you to drink.
他们有新鲜的桃子汁可以喝。
What I really like, they have peach.
最喜欢的是桃子口味的冰淇淋。
Now, my wife and I have been out there to the orchards.
那我跟我太太在那个果园里头。
We see those peaches hanging on the trees.
我们看到好多个桃子在树结果子这样垂下来。
And I have told you this before.
但是我已经跟你们讲过这个了。
I stand in the middle of that orchard and I don't hear any sound.
但在那果树当中，果园当中，仔细听有没有什么声音
？The peach trees are not making the effort to produce the peaches.
那桃子树并没有很用力的、很辛苦的在制造桃子。
It is natural for a peach tree to produce peaches.
对桃子树来讲，很自然而然，它就会结出桃子。
If its roots are down deep, gathering the nutrients and the water, peaches will come.
如果这个桃子树它的根能够伸在地下收取水跟营养，这个桃子就会结出来。
Are you listening to me?
你有听我在说吗？
If your roots are down in prayer and the word of God and you're in Christ, the fruit is going to come.
你如果你的根是深植于耶稣基督，你有祷告，你自然而然就会结出果子。
But I believe there are many churches across this country of ours today that are dead.
但我相信在我们当中，我们有许许多多很多的教会是死的教会。
There is no fruit.
他们不结果子。
And Jesus says here, when there is no fruit, we cut that limb off and get rid of it to burn it.
那耶稣提到说，不结果子的枝子，不结果子的教会，我就把它砍下来，扔在火里烧了。
We don't want to be cut off, friends.
我们不要被主耶稣基督剪掉。
We need the Holy Spirit to work through us that we might bear fruit.
我们要圣灵在我们进驻我们当中，在我们身上做工，以致我们可以结果子。
There's just one other thing quickly.
另外一件事情很快的。
If we are in Christ,
如果我们在基督里，
if we're in prayer，
如果我们在祷告里，
if we're bearing fruit，
如果我们结果子，
then Jesus says I want you as a community to love one another。
耶稣说我们要你是成为一个合一的社区，而有爱的，能够爱的。
Look at verse 12, please.
请看到12节。
My command is this. Love each other as I have loved you.
这边提到说你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
This is in John 15.
这个在约翰福音书第15章。
Then look at verse 17.
那再接下来看到第17节。
This is my suggestion that you try loving each other.
这个是我对你们的建议，就是试着爱彼此相爱的一个建议。
Is that what it says? Is that what it says?
这个是我讲的，是这个有。
Is it a suggestion?
这只是个建议吗？只是个建议吗？
It's a command.
这个是个命令。
And when he makes a command,He's not speaking to our feelings or emotions.
当主跟我们讲他是一个命令的时候，他并不是对我们的情感、我们的感觉讲话。
Feelings and emotions don't respond to commands.
你的感情是不会回应到一些这种命令的。
He is speaking to your will.
他是对你的旨意来说。
Mark 11:25 says that when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them.
马可福音这边提到说，当你站在祷告的时候，如果你心里头有，如果想起有人得罪你，就当饶恕他。
So that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins.
好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
If you don't have a forgiving spirit, you're not in a place to receive forgiveness.
你如果没有一个饶恕的灵，你就没有办法去接允许耶稣饶恕的。
That's what the Word of God teaches us.
这个是上帝的话教导我们。
Jesus says, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another."
耶稣说，你们若有彼此相爱的心。众人也因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
The world is going to step back and look at you and say, "What is it about that evangelical Formosan church? What is it about those folks that gather on Sunday?"
这世上很多人会倒退步，想说这个费城台夫教会他们到底在做什么
？It's more than the fact that you pray.
也是比你有在祷告还要多的。
Most congregations have prayer.
大部分的会众都会祷告。
It's more than that you read the Bible.
也是比你读经还要多的。
Most congregations will read the Bible.
大部分的会员都会念圣经。
But it's that they see a community of caring and of genuine hospitality.
而是在这个社会当中有那个真诚的，真的是非常真诚的东西在里头。
They see a people who are forgiving.And who are ready to receive forgiveness?
他看到的是一群愿意饶恕人的，也愿意接受饶恕的灵的人。
Knowing that if in this community of believers there's brokenness in the relationships, the Holy Spirit cannot work.
如果在当中有一些破碎的关系，圣灵绝对没办法在这边动工。
Okay. To be A body of believers is to be in Christ.
成为一个
To be a body of believers is to be in prayer.
是成为一个信主的一个团体是
To be his body of believers is to have a love for one another.
成为一个信主的肢体是能够有祷告。能够有饶恕，能够有爱。
And the fruit that is the evidence of the fact that we are in Christ.
那结果子是我们在耶稣基督里所会有的一个证据。